Orla Per Gimel Mishnah Test 3-9, and unfortunately the last Mishnah of the Masechta. We've come to the end. Here in our Mishnah, we're going to contrast Talachas of Orla with Kilah HaKerem. And in truth, we'll discuss three different Talachic phenomena. We'll discuss Orla, which you know about, Kilah HaKerem, which are grains or greens, vegetables that are planted in the vineyard. Both of those are Asr Bahana, not just Asr Di, but also to get benefit from, as we've seen before. We'll also discuss Chadash. Chadash is this year's new crop of grain, which may not be eaten until the second day of Pesach, when the Korban Omer is brought, or in the event that you haven't got a Beis HaMikdash, like nowadays, instead of bringing the Omer instead once that second day of Pesach passes, so then all of the grain that has already taken root will be permitted, and any grain that hasn't yet taken root will be forbidden until next year, when the next Pesach rolls around, and you bring the Korban Omer, Bez Hashem, or failing that, at least the second day of Pesach passes. So we're going to talk about those three phenomena, the Orla, Kilah HaKerem, and Chadash, and we'll discuss how the halachas apply to three different zones, halachic zones, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, and in Surya. Surya, you'll recall, is that region to the north of Israel, basically modern-day Syria, which was conquered by David HaMelech, but the conquest, even though it had the sanction of the Sanhedrin, etc., and was done prior to the completion of the complete conquest of Eretz Yisrael proper, since certain lands like in Yerushalayim were held by Canaanite tribes, not Jewish tribes, the Jews. And that being the case, it doesn't have the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael proper, but since it was nearby and could be easily confused, and there was a contiguous population even between Eretz Yisrael and Syria, so the Chazal basically, loosely speaking, treat Syria like Eretz Yisrael. But we'll see some nuanced differences in this Mishnah, and there are others as well. We'll also discuss not just three different mitzvahs and three different zones, but also three different kinds of way which something could be usher. We'll have Doraisa, meaning that would be good old-fashioned from the Torah itself, from the Psukim, or a drush from the Psukim. We'll have Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is a tradition we have that goes back to our Sinai, meaning it is a Doraisa, but not mentioned in any Pasuk. What makes it a Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is the tradition exists, but there's no Pasuk explicitly, or even a drasha implicit in the Pesukim, which make this clear to us, but the tradition is that it is forbidden. And that will be the halachas as they apply to Orla. As I said in the introduction to the Masechta, Orla is asun chutz la'aretz as well as in Eretz Yisrael. This is unusual. Usually, the mitzvahs hatulias ba'aretz, the mitzvahs that depend on Eretz Yisrael as opposed to chutz la'aretz, are the agricultural ones, but Orla is an exception to that rule. We have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, a tradition that even in chutz la'aretz, Orla is forbidden. And that tradition, that halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, comes with a caveat. The actual tradition was that not only is it usur in chutz la'aretz, but also that if it's safek Orla, if we're not sure about the status of a particular fruit, so then the halacha is that it is permitted to be consumed in chutz la'aretz. In contrast, in Eretz Yisrael, Suffolk Orla would be forbidden, as is typically the case, the usual case of a Suffolk Doraisa, anything that's forbidden by the Torah, whose status we're not sure of, is a Suffolk. If it's a Doraisa, we have to normally go L'Chumra and be strict. In contradistinction to a Suffolk Derabanan, if you have a Suffolk that arises from a rabbinic obligation, so then we go Suffolk Derabanan L'Kula, we will go leniently. So here, the peculiar case of Orla is that it's a Doraisa, in as much as it's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, but the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai also says that if it's a Suffolk, in Chutz La'aretz we go L'Kula. Okay? And finally, we'll see good old-fashioned Derabanans that are referred to in the Mishnah as Divrei Sofrim. So again, three mitzvahs, Orla, Kilah HaKerem, and Chadash, three zones, Eretz Yisrael, Surya, and Chutz La'aretz, and three ways in which something could be Aser, Doraisa, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says inside, Sfek Orla, if you have something, a fruit, which is a Safek Orla. So, Be'eretz Yisrael, Asar. In Eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden. So, for example, if you have a non-Jew who owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, and in the field is growing an apple tree, and he has some apple trees, I guess, and some apple trees that he owns are within their first 3 years and are Orla, and some are older, they're regular grown-up Ilanot that aren't subject to Orla. And he is standing outside on the street with his little, selling his apples from his from his apple orchard. Now, we've already established that a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, his peros is subject, are subject to the halachos of Orla. But here, we're not sure if the apples he's selling on the side of the road that came from his apple orchard, if they're from the Orla trees or they're from the not Orla trees. So that'll be the suffix we're talking about here. And in such a scenario, be'eretz Yisrael asar. In Eretz Yisrael, the rule is suffix doraisa lechumra. We're not sure, and therefore we have to be strict, and one may not buy and eat an apple. Uva Surya mutter. However, in Surya, which is not Eretz Yisrael, the Chazal were lenient, like in the rest of Chutz La'aretz. That is to say that one could buy apples, in my example, from a non-Jew in Surya, even though one knows he has Orla apple trees, because who said it actually came from that apple tree? It could have come from one of the non-Orla apple trees. However, there is still some restriction, inasmuch as in Surya, one may not tell the goy to go and pick apples for him. That is a stricture that the Chazal added, at least in Surya. Uvechutz la'aretz, outside of Surya, you know, in New York or Australia, wherever it is, or of course, even Egypt or Jordan, etc. So then, Yored, the Jew, can go into the property of the non-Jewish farmer, velokeach, and he can purchase directly from the non-Jew on his property, even if the Jew is unaware of any of the trees being non-Orla trees. It doesn't matter, because it's still possible, and provide that the fruit he's buying is not Orla fruit, and we're lenient in Chutz La'aretz, there's no such thing as being a problem of Orla, Safek Orla's mutter. Bilvad shelo yirenu loket, provided that the Jew doesn't see the Gentile actually picking the fruit off of the immature tree, because then it's not a Safek at all, then it's a Vade Orla, and Vade Orla, certain Orla is forbidden. But if there's anything less than certainty, it becomes permitted in Chutz La'aretz for Orla. So that's the Orla halachas. Now let's talk about Kilai HaKerem. Kerem, Natua Yarak, if one has a vineyard, and in the vineyard are vegetables that have been planted. So then, V'yarak Nimkar Chutzalo, you have a non-Jew who had the vineyard, and he has some vegetables, and some of his vegetables grow in the vineyard, and some grow out of the vineyard, and you don't know which vegetables he's selling here on the side of the road. Be'eretz Yisrael Asar, in Eretz Yisrael you can't buy those vegetables, because again, it's a suffix doraisa. If vegetables grow in the vineyard, they're asr bahana, you can't eat them, and that's medoraisa, and therefore, even though it's a suffix here, suffix doraisa lechumra, so you can't buy those vegetables. Uvasuria mutar, if you're talking about in Surya, however, we are going to be lenient. That is to say, in like it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Everyone agrees that there is no obligations outside of Eretz Yisrael to keep kilai hakerem, and that being the case, it's just a derabanan, and if it's a suffix, Suffolk Durbanan Lakula. Let me speak out for a second that there is a Chiev Durbanan to not plant Kilai HaKerem and Chutzart. I failed to mention that before, I'm sorry. The Chazal felt that even though most mitzvahs at Tuluyas Ba'aretz, most of the Eretz Yisrael dependent mitzvahs have no real application of Chutzart at all, since the Torah went out of its way to say that Kilai HaKerem is so bad that it's actually forbidden not just to eat, but even to get any benefit whatsoever from. So Chazal took a cue from the Torah and made even Kilai HaKerem and Chutz La'aretz forbidden midurabanan. But here in Surya, we're outside of Eretz Yisrael. We're only talking about a durabanan. And since it's just a durabanan, and we're talking about a suffix, we're not sure that this vegetable is Kilai HaKerem vegetable. So therefore, we'll be lenient and say, mutar, one could buy the vegetable. Uva Chutz La'aretz, if you're talking about in Chutz La'aretz proper, beyond Surya, Yard Veloket, the Jew could even go into the vineyard where the vegetables are growing and purchase the vegetables directly from the non-Jew, even if the Jew knows full well that he knows that the vegetables are Kilai HaKerem vegetables, because the restriction with the Rabbanan on Kilai HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz only applies to Jews where they either planted or picked the Kilai HaKerem, the vegetables, if we're talking about vegetables. But if the Jew has the non-Jew pick it, so there's no problem whatsoever. The Jew didn't plant it, Jew didn't pick it, and therefore, even if he knows full well, 100%, this vegetable grew beneath the grapevine, it doesn't matter. In Chutz La'aretz, the vegetable is permitted. Ublavad shlo loket biyad. The restriction is that the Jew himself can't do the picking, because if the Jew does the picking, or the planting for that matter, so then he's over the Isser Derabanan of Kilai HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz. And finally, Chadash. Chadash, again, this year's grain crop, Hechadash, Asr min haTorah b'chol makom, says the Tana here, that anywhere, meaning both in Eretz Yisrael and L'chutz La'aretz, the Torah prohibits Chadash, the new grain crop, until the second day of Pesach, when the Korban Omer is brought, or found that when there's the end of the day. This is the Stam Mishnah over here, so it sounds for our Mishnah cut and dry that the Isser of Chadash applies equally Madorais in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. That, however, is not so simple. There is another Mishnah in the first parak of Kedushin where we have a Machlokas, if there is Chadash applicable in Chutz La'aretz Madoraisa. It's a Machlokas based on a Pasuk, how to understand the Joshua B'chol Mosh Vaseichem in all of your dwelling places, if that's referring to something in the land of Israel at the beginning of the conquest of Israel, if it's referring to Jewish homes even outside of the land of Israel. Tana over here certainly holds it means anywhere in the world, and normally the halach is like a Stam Mishnah. However, the Mishnah in Kedushin teaches, had some machlokas over there, where you have people who disagree with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, who say it is applicable in Chutz La'aretz. However, other Tanaim, like Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Lezer ben Rav Shimon, hold that it does not apply in Midorah and Chutz La'aretz. And fascinatingly, the rule is that if you have a Stam Mishnah and then after that a Machlokas, which is the case here, in Zeraim we have a Stam Mishnah, which says Asr min haTorah. In Kedushin we have Machlokas between Tanaim if it's Asr Mutar and Chutz La'aretz, Midoraisa. So the post can actually come out split on the halach of Chadash. The truth is that the preponderance of Rishonim do learn that Chadash is Asr and Chutz La'aretz Midoraisa, and that's certainly how even the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, there are some Rishonim who are lenient to learn that in Chutz La'aretz it's Mutar Midoraisa, and for hundreds of years, 500 years already, the Poskim have made some effort to rationalize the leniency that has clearly crept into all of Ashkenazi Jewry of being lenient and not being concerned with eating Chadash and Chutz La'aretz in Europe. The rationale for that certainly was driven at least in part by the fact that food was hard to come by that time of year in those places, and therefore the Poskim look for ways to rationalize eating Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. The truth is those explanations are quite difficult to understand, and although the tradition, the custom, seemed to have been for a long time to be lenient, the pendulum seems to have swung the other way, and more are being machmer and not eating Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. So that's all I'd say on Halach L'maisa. The poskim Ari Yom Hazeh are a little bit split on the Halach L'maisa. Therefore, the Mishnah ends up by saying, summing up here, it says that while Chadash is Asar min haTorah b'chol makom, that everywhere Chadash is Asar midoraisa, va'orla halacha. The restrictions on Orla in Chutz La'aretz is only based on a halacha, meaning a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. And again, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the tradition has embedded in it the separate caveat that if it's a suffolk Orla, it's mutter. And finally, ha-kilayim, when it comes to kilayim, meaning specifically kilay ha-kerem, not just kilay zraim, not any mixed seeds like wheat and barley, no, that's not a problem at all. In Chutz La'aretz, but kilay hakerem, wheat or barley growing inside a vineyard, those are restricted, medivrei sofrim, even in Chutz La'aretz, medivrei sofrim, meaning midrabanan. And with that, Solak Masachas Orla, or Hashem, we finish Masachas Orla, and the next and final Masachta we will learn in Seder Zeraim is Bikurim.